Teddy Bear grabbed the steering wheel, steadying it. The raggedy gear shift stutter of the car running warm through their bodies. Laz examined the backs of their heads, their rhythms when they moved, the timbre of their voices joining in steely rebuke, droning into an evil twin lullaby just for her. Amos turned to Laz.
Why don't you drive for me? You got a clean record.
Squeaky clean.
How do you know?
You look like you do. Girl, got that innocent baby face.
Not a care in the world.
Except for that minor inconvenience you mentioned.
What inconvenience?
Ever wonder about those plane crashes? The last moment of consciousness before impact?
Become one with the hardware, the cockpit door, the refreshment cart. Big old mishmash.
Fireball over the ocean. That's the one good thing about insomnia. You never have to revisit shit like that in a night and a dream.
The sign for the next rest stop loomed in front of them. One more Bible Black mile before the exit. Burger King, Kentucky Fried, Burrito World, Mickey D's, all beckoning an operatic grease lust. Amos patted her stomach.
Damn, a Big Mac would kill right now. Those cows have some kind of sedative hormone injected into them. That's why you got a McDonald's on every corner in the ghetto. It pacifies the masses.
A semi pulled up beside them, mud spitting off its tire flaps onto their windshield as it zigged into the left lane. Amos shifted to the right and got past it, cutting the van off, tucking back into the fast lane triumphant, a foghorn of indignation blasting behind them. The exit flashed ahead, 10 yards to go. Amos put on her right turn signal, tick-tock, tick-tock. The semi accelerated, keeping pace with her car, blocking them neck and neck. They whizzed past the exit. Amos pounded the steering wheel.
God damn!
The semi veered off the exit, clipping the fast food sign, flattening the orange construction cones pointing up like dunce caps, skimming telephone poles, sparks spitting in the air toward the queue at the McDonald's drive-thru, packed with revelers jonesing over shamrock shakes, the near midnight buzz of a greasy glow in the dark fries. Laz recognized some of the cars from the other rest stop all lined up in a row, idling. Their high beams were on, trained to one point in the middle of the parking lot. Amos put her hand in her jacket and pulled out a square device. She put it to her ear and spoke into it.
Hello? Christ, this shit is dead.
No cell towers, genius. What did you expect?
Laz pointed at the device.
What's that?
Cell phone. Started getting big in the late 90s. Now it's a disease.
That's more than 10 years away.
Right, girl. You always had a head for numbers.
Up until 35, then it went all downhill.
The two women drew closer, megaphone voices over the engine.
Up until the accident. Plane crash, sole survivor.
The only one fully awake before the tailspin.
Smashed her little self into the refreshment cart and hit on for dear life as it went down.
Trip in search of yet another quack to cure her incurable condition.
100 lost souls, correction, 99. Mm-hmm. Been hard for her to forgive herself all these years. Maybe a bedtime story will soothe her.
Once upon a time.
Amos murmured, taking off her hat. A flap of loose skin stuck out from her forehead, jutting like a tab on a soda can. Teddy Bear squinted and reached over, patting it tenderly. The flap widened into an opening, big enough to slit a finger through. Teddy Bear sucked her teeth, fumbling in her purse. She took out a glue container.
Here, baby girl, let me patch your face up. You want to look decent for the audience.
Amos pushed her hand away.
Nah, too late for that.
We used to love the one about Hansel and Gretel getting lost in the woods.
Surely you're so misremembering.
Couldn't get into that little sequence with the witch being shoved into the oven.
Amos felt Teddy Bear's forehead.
Is it hot in here, or is it me?
The women all fanned themselves in unison. Laz loosened the neck of her shirt, boiling. The velvety, cool green container of a shamrock shake danced luridly in front of her.
Once upon a time, there were three women, me, myself, and I. Why do fairy tales always begin that way?
More cars were gathering in the lot, jockeying for parking spots.
Can't believe anything she says. Her long-term memory's gone to shit. It was the three little pigs we liked. I'll huff and I'll puff and I'll blow your house down. We always acted out that one. One pig had a house of straw, the other sticks, the other bricks.
Which pig are you?
The brick house pig. But I'm tired of protecting y'all. Why'd you come back here anyway?
To see the unveiling. I got you your customers.
A meaty red fist knocked on the window. A white man with a gas can in his hand stuck his nose into the glass. Hey, lady, you got any more tickets? Teddy Bear rolled down the window.
Sold out!
What do they win in the raffle?
What everyone wants. A good night's sleep. Pleasant dreams.
Laz looked in the rear mirror. Teddy Bear was scratching her cheek, agitated. The skin rippling down in plaster flakes as she peeled it off like an orange. Layers fell on her lap until moist eyes blinked out from a familiar face. It was her own, 30-some-odd years older, a frown scissoring down the middle of her forehead into the future. They stared at each other for a second, Teddy Bear giving her a tired, bitter nod.
Now, why did you make me go and do that? I paid good money for that mask. It was the last one in the store that matched our exact flesh tone.
The smell of grilled meat wafted through the air. Emissary from the first rest stop. Laz opened her mouth to speak. A squish frog's middling croak coming out. Teddy Bear reached over and closed her mouth.
What did our mother tell you about keeping your mouth hanging open like that?
Our mother? Keep your hands off me!
But your skin is so smooth.
I said, keep your hands off me.
You're in no position to make demands.
Smooth, soft, and fresh as a daisy. For now.
And what do you mean I'm in no position to make demands?
She means that you're due for atonement.
Teddy Bear whipped around, gripping the back of her seat. The raffle tickets tumbled from her lap. Laz glanced at the numbers. 21A, 22B, 23C, and so on. Aisle, middle, window.
Do you know what it means not to sleep for 30 years, roaming in that truck like a fucking Flying Dutchman, replaying every bloody second of that crash?
Quiet!
Amos rolled down the window and poked her head out to a chorus of doors slamming, toilets flushing, vending machine bags crackling, the pop of emergency brakes as the parking lot began to teem with bodies.
They're ready.
Laz reached for the door.
Who? The listening audience.
What are you talking about? Teddy Bear ignored Laz and got out of the van. Amos grabbed the keys from the ignition and followed her. She opened the trunk, hoisting out a rectangular-shaped orange box. A crowd had started to assemble. Blank, torn faces rippling in the headlights. Raffle tickets glowing in their hands. Laz pushed the door handle. It was locked. She reached over the seat and looked into the glove compartment. A wig, car registration, and insurance fell onto the floor. The registration expired March 2015. Amos addressed the crowd.
So happy you could join us. It's taken 30 years to recover this flight data recorder and bring it back here. Now, if we could have you organized by rows that you sat in before you expired, that would be helpful. front of the plane to the back of the cabin. Your raffle ticket corresponds with your seat number.
Amos steadied the box as the crowd surged. Mold, sand, seaweed on their murmuring lips. Sea anemone fingers digging mosaics into their cheeks. A bottom of the ocean stench braiding them into a noose. A wraith confederacy and tender homecoming.
Don't know how that myth got started about black boxes actually being black.
The crowd began to jostle, pressing forward hungrily. Teddy Bear stepped in front of them, towering as though on stilts. She looked at Laz and bared her teeth, straight, picket fence white, sharp as a baby's.
There, there. No pushing. No panic. Wait until we call your row.
She put her hand on the box.
It has a bedtime story to tell us.
Sleep Dystopias was written and produced by Sakibu Hutchinson. The character of Amos was played by Sidney Wayne Davis. The character of Teddy Bear was played by Heather Aubrey. The character of Laz was played by Sakibu Hutchinson. Special thanks to Ma Rock Music Studios and Hawthorne for theme music production. Written and performed on guitar by Sakibu Hutchinson. Pleasant dreams.